Hey, this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
Boobs. B-E-W-B-S. Boobs.
Babes.
I didn't think we'd have much to say. We always say that. I didn't think we'd have much to say on this. Sarah, on the other hand, is like, I got all the things to say about the boobs.
I do. And like I said, it's the dichotomy of me is I don't get it. I don't get it. The obsession with women's breasts. I don't understand it. But then also I'm totally obsessed with my own. So, I mean,
to the point where you're just randomly touching
them. I am.
Too.
I do. Yeah.
See, I am not obsessed with my own. I do randomly touch them, usually because I'm looking for money or keys or something in my top pockets, as I call them. I heard that from the TSA once. It was like, okay, everybody empty your pockets. Ladies, empty your top pockets.
Top pockets.
Yes. Top pockets.
I have never been one to use the top pocket.
I've always had a lot of bra happening. So,
right.
Yeah, of course. to the point where whenever I'm like, where's my phone? The first thing I do is grab my own boobs. And everybody just looks like, excuse me? I'm kind of like, I like boobs. I'm one of those, I'm a straight girl, but I'm like, but who doesn't like boobs?
Right. Don't get me wrong. I like boobs. But the obsession.
I like the obsession I don't get. I love other people's boobs, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm not as obsessed with my own. So I have a dichotomy, but it is the opposite of your dichotomy. Because I'm just like, for me, I just look and go, they're there. They're actually, a lot of times they're not speaking to each other.
Right.
They're strongly advocating for liberation in completely different directions. And if I lay down, apparently everything I eat goes to my armpits, including my, you know, and my boobs slowly, they're falling off the side and going, we like it here. It's nice and warm here. So we're going to start migrating our cells this way to where it's like along the breastbone is, I don't have the cleavage.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not obsessed with my own. I know other people, they have the perfect cleavage. Like they point forwards and think, even if it's not, they point up, they point forwards. So they put on a bra and they naturally, you have like,
and I think a lot of that has to do with a good bra.
It does. I mean, it is genetics as well, because I've noticed different types of people have different boobs. But mine have always been like, I'm going left, I'm going right. They each are like, we're in charge.
I say that all the time. I'm like, my boobs aren't talking to each other.
Yeah.
But they don't have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. So.
You're passive aggressive. Like, we have passive aggressive boobs.
That's true. But I have always, like, this is going to be weird to say to the interwebs, but like it's my physical feature that I'm proudest of. Mm-hmm. And you know, back in the day, I was not hesitant. I was not shy to mm-hmm. like share that with everyone. Mm-hmm. but yeah, like, and it's funny cause I had a guy one time tell me that he took one look at my boobs and was like, those defy logic. And I'm like, I took that as such a huge compliment because he was younger and I was older. And so he was like, I can't even comprehend that. Like,
now I'm looking at mine and I'm like, I'm feeling good about
like,
them.
Like, at your age, these should not exist. And I was like, oh, that makes me happy.
Yeah, that's just where I'm like, okay, and we haven't had children, so that's kind of a thing.
That's a big part of it, I'm sure.
But I'm feeling good about them. There they are. Mm-hmm. You know, one is... Of course, they're uneven.
Right.
They're all uneven.
They should be.
I think the
They're supposed to be.
Yeah. And I think the larger they are, the more uneven they seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like you lean over and like you could do chip and dip with one and the other one is running away going, nah, you know, like.
What do your breasts get up to?
I don't know. And I can't see the breasts. It's like saying the word thesaurus. I don't have a list, but on certain words with all those S, that's why I'm like breasts or boobs, or I think that's why people say like breasticles,
mm-hmm.
breasties,
breastises.
Maybe Sarah will put up the list as she found a Cosmo article of like 101 of ridiculous names for boobs.
Yeah, some of those are, I'm like, what?
Some of them I don't understand. Bacon hangers? Yeah, what bacon is that?
Hanger.
Like, what are you doing with bacon? Like, I don't know.
It's where I hang my meat.
I guess. I do like fun bags, though. I've always liked that.
That's a good one. Dirty pillows. Or just pillows.
Sweater puppies. I always like fun bags because it's just, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's got the word fun in the name, exactly. Of course. And you know the word that I don't like.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I'm not saying it. I don't like to say it.
Is it? Titties?
Yes. Tits is fine.
Tits, you've come to like terms with tits.
I'm cool with tits.
Okay.
Because it's like, you know, even in the expressions, like it's tits on toast, things like that. It's the tits. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool. It's the other one
it's
that I'm
titties.
Like,
yeah.
Ew.
It just sounds so juvenile.
It really
me.
Does.
And, like,
and it's always.
Fun bags. I mean,
yeah. Fun bags is fine. But it's always, I think, in that context of like somebody perving out on you, be like, I want to suck those
titties.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound appealing to me. I'm trying to figure out a word in bed for when you're dirty monologuing that sounds good with the boobage.
I don't know.
That sounds like, hot and sexy. Because like boobs, boobies, things like that. Yeah, that's normal. Like. But it doesn't sound like gross, but it doesn't sound clinical because somebody being like, I want to lick your breasts. I can't say it. It doesn't sound that sexy to me.
I would like to lick your breasts, please. Mm.
Speaking of licking.
Yes.
I didn't know you had a thing about licking body parts that you were into.
No, okay, it's not just body parts. It is things that I'm into. Like, literally, I find something cute at a store and my impulse is to lick it.
Lizard brain.
Like, it is. And I don't know where this comes from and it's really weird. But I'm also, like, I'm very tactile. And so, like, I shop by touch.
Oh, me
too.
A
lot of times, like, I don't even look at things. I'm like, if I'm looking for clothes, I just run my hands down racks until I find something that feels good.
Yes.
And then I'm like, hey, I don't care if it looks ugly.
Yeah.
It's going to be comfortable and I'm going to be okay with it.
I am too. So this is another reason we're so like food oriented because of the tactileness.
I'm very sensory.
I can't just go online shopping. I can do it for books and things that I already know what it fits me like. But otherwise, forget it.
I will do the online shopping, and a lot of times I am really disappointed, and I never wear the things that I get.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I come up with some really great finds of like, this is exactly what I was hoping it would be. But yeah, I try,
and it never fits my boobs right.
Right, right.
Oh my god, that's part another reason. Like you go shopping, and you're like, it fits everything except for the boobs.
Yes, yeah.
For me, also my shoulders because I have shoulders like. A teenage football player.
I have no shoulder.
If you put shoulder pads on me in the 80s, it looked like I was going to war.
Right.
Forget it. I had to take them out of clothes. These are massive shoulders. And then you add the boobs on top of it. That's why I always say I'm shaped like broccoli.
Right. So for me, I really love wearing men's clothes. We've had this discussion. Like, I am demigender, whatever, gender queer. I don't know, whatever. And so I do love wearing men's clothes. But men's clothes aren't made for boobs.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard for me to find something, obviously, especially button down. Button downs are the worst.
Yeah, because you have to size up, and then it's all like floppy, like
right.
a sack. So you
and it's usually like with my arms because I have very very thin arms, and so it looks ends up looking really baggy on my arms.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a pain. And even women's clothes, it's hard to find something that fits correctly. Just because boobs get in the way, man.
Yeah, I'm a totally different size on top than I am on the bottom.
Right, same.
Wearing a dress when you have boobs is just, it's amazing. That's why I'm so into skirts, because finding a dress that fits the top and the bottom, thanks to the boobage. Boobage.
Right.
I'm just going to say boobs
boobage.
All day.
Boob,
boobies.
Boob.
We're touching our own right
now. I know,
now.
Right?
Okay, it's still there.
Yep, they're there.
Yeah.
So when we're recording today, there's a camera like right in my face, and I just keep thinking like the front desk, they're just enjoying our like fondling of ourselves.
I know, and we're in a library space too, so we're in here making a ruckus and feeling ourselves. I'm feeling myself for real.
For real.
And then okay, so like the boobs of a man. Mm-hmm. We were discussing this. Like,
yeah, because. The one thing you see most often is the you know, I guess cishet perception on women's boobs.
Cishet. Dinner platter.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your cishet? We're having a party.
But yeah, so with the cishet male perspective being like the number one thing you see in like media and stuff like that. Mm. Is this obsession with breasts. Like can't look away. Can't look at a woman in the eyes if she's got great boobs because, you know. I don't know. There's an obsession there. But
that would explain
my
a lot.
Question was, and this is a world I don't really live in necessarily. I mean, I guess I do to a degree. Mm-hmm. But the obsession with the male breasts, on the other hand. You know,
and you said, people aren't obsessed with, and I'm like, oh, no.
You don't hear about it as often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not talking about man boobs like moobs.
No. I mean, while yes, there is that side of it.
There is
a
subset that is interested in the man boobs.
Yeah.
Myself, I'm indifferent on it. It's if you have them, you have them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a thing. Some people just have them at any size. Even,
right.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
It's not having to do with your obesity or anything. Some people just have them.
Yep.
I do like a nice chest on a man. My preference is shoulders, of course.
Arms.
Things like that.
But biceps. I'll lick a bicep all day long.
Lick.
It's mine. It's mine now.
You're doing that. That's what you're doing. You're putting your germs on it. I'm owning. So that.
It's my one form of ownership that I actually have. If I've licked it, it's mine.
You spent too much time around cats and dogs.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
It's like when you want the last cupcake and you lick the top of it and you go, "You want it now?"
I had an older brother. Maybe that's what it is. I had an older brother. You had to claim shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just stuck with me.
I do also like the chest of a man.
The chest of a man is not a bad thing.
Men aren't taught to appreciate theirs well enough because, like, when you start like playing with a man's chest and things like that, then they start to figure out, oh, I actually like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've dated a guy who, like, that was one of his biggest complaints about his body was that he's like, I have a weak chest, and I was like, I don't even know what that means. Like, your chest looks fine. Like, I don't. What do you mean a weak chest? Yeah. And like, he wanted, you know, the big pecs, and I'm like, I don't. That doesn't necessarily appeal to me. Like, if you're put together well, does it matter? Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing with boob size, you know? People talk about, oh, those boobs are too small. Like, if they fit the body type. Like,
and I know several guys who, you know, they say more than a handful is a waste.
Right.
Or if I'm going to sprain my wrist, why do I want it? And then some want the gigantic things that, oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
The
back pain.
Yeah. Ugh. God, right. The one time that I was turned down by someone that it like really stands out in my mind was, yeah, your boobs are too small. That was the reason that I was given for not going out with me, was that your boobs are too small.
They're not, I mean, they're not big.
No, I mean, they're not C. small.
They're right in between. They're that kind of like where people go, oh, boob model.
They're there. You can't miss them, you know. But they're not ginormous.
Yeah. I mean, mine are definitely larger than yours. And yeah, they're there. I haven't seen my feet in a while. No. Where are my feet? They're nothing comical or anything. And I'm not even judging when people get the big, big implants. All I can think is back pain. I'm more concerned for their overall health and well-being.
I'm a little more concerned for psychological well-being on that. Because especially when you get into like the enormous implants, I wonder like what the reasoning is behind needing that. Is it a low self-esteem issue? Is it, you know, so the psychological side of it is what kind of, like, oh, is this a train wreck? Like,
yeah. Is this, you know, is this for money? Is it for entertainment? What is it, you know, for somebody else?
Right, yeah.
Like, we'll have to do a whole other thing because we were talking the other day on what's the difference between, like, cosmetic surgery and body modification. So that'll be another thing
that we'll cover.
It's definitely your opinion changes on things like that as you get older and you start reconsidering things of like, well, what would I do? And
see, even for me, I have such a bad taste about plastic surgery just because it was suggested to me by a family member. And really, and it wasn't anything big. I have an ear that sticks out and it was like, get that clipped and
What? Like you're a Doberman that they're gonna clip their
They were gonna clip the cartilage behind my ear so it would lay flatter.
That's ridiculous. And then, no, more I think about like reduction and whatever.
Right.
And like, is there gonna come a point where I'm gonna need that just so I don't look like a letter of the alphabet when I'm trying to stand up straight.
Right. Yeah.
Which is also considered plastic surgery.
It is.
But at the same time, it's like body modification. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. We're getting off on lots of other things today. Boobs.
I mean, and really, this topic kind of bleeds into so many different areas.
Mine bleed into my underarm, as I've said. Like, they're going straight to my armpit, and they're staying there, apparently. Oh, my gosh. And they're not coming back either.
Yeah. Welcome to getting older.
I know. They're contributing. Sometimes I'm like, maybe they're going all the way to my back. Maybe that's why you can have dorsal cleavage.
Just trying to meet in the back.
Yeah. They're
taking the long way around.
This is true. They're trying to come together, but they're trying to do it on my spine.
Right. So, take away. Boobs are great.
Mm-hmm. Sarah's obsessed with her own boobs.
I am.
I like other people's boobs. I love my own. Don't get me. This is not a self boob hating.
Right.
They are the fun bags.
Right.
Definitely. It's just I like other people's. And if I touch your boobs, I'm sorry. I will ask if I can touch your boobs.
Yes.
First.
Please, no Me Too moments here.
And guys, like on your boobs, we're not going to call them man boobs because that's a different thing. But, you know, be feeling yourself, too. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You can feel yourself. And your nutsack is like your crotchal boobs. That's all.
Crotchal boobs. Yes.
Yeah. Because they're hanging around and you're worried if they're even and how low they're hanging. You have some of the same worries we do. Trust me.
It's true.
So.
Very true.
We really need to drink more coffee and eat more food before we record instead of going like, let's record and then we'll go have lunch.
Yeah.
It was a bad idea.
We kind of go off the rails a little bit, but not too bad.
One of your friends was complaining we go off the rails.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, I don't know if that person
fuck
is
it.
Listening.
I'll give a shit.
But we need to stay on topic.
In real life, you go off the rails. This is my real life. This is my real brain. Mm-hmm. I don't even know where it goes. It's going to lunch. It's going to lunch.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.